The city of Oakland is continuing to sort through the remains of the Ghost Ship, the warehouse in the Fruitvale district that burned down during a party on Friday night. 36 people have now been confirmed dead, with about a third of the building yet to be searched. Fire and law enforcement officials have been moving slowly in their search because they're worried the remaining walls of the building could collapse. KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch was on the scene late this afternoon.
International Boulevard is closed between 30th Avenue all the way down to Fruitvale Avenue. So it's this main thoroughfare that goes right through the heart of the Fruitvale neighborhood. And it's completely closed except to media and first responders. There's an entire block that's just of news crew vans with media here from all over the world covering this fire. A criminal investigation has now been started, and so the warehouse is also now a crime scene. And so first responders are going to have to be mindful of that when they continue their recovery efforts. As has been reported many times, buckets and buckets of debris are being removed from the warehouse, and they're being taken away and are going to be analyzed by experts to understand how the fire happened, as well as to be used as evidence in the criminal investigation.
Over the weekend, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf held a press conference to discuss how to move forward from one of the nation's deadliest fires in half a century.
This is a devastating scene. This is complicated, and it is going to take us time to do the methodical, thorough, and professional investigation that these families deserve to find out what in fact happened.
The Alameda County District Attorney and arson inspectors have begun an investigation. Several artists reportedly lived in the space that was not permitted for habitation, and the city had issued a citation last month. The tragic fire in Oakland has generated international coverage and plenty of social media expression from the Bay Area arts community. Artist Fabiana Rodriguez was born and raised in the Fruitvale, where the Ghost Ship warehouse is located. She's also the co-founder of an art space in East Oakland, the East Side Arts Alliance. Yesterday, Rodriguez wrote a Facebook post that both acknowledged the heartbreak of the tragedy, but also sought to rectify what she sees as an oversimplification of Oakland's art scene in news articles and opinion pieces. She spoke with KALW's Jen Chien earlier today from her studio in West Oakland.
After this horrible tragedy, there have been some calls for the city to shut down all underground and unlicensed art and live workspaces. What do you think of that idea? Is there a place for these kinds of places still in the arts ecosystem?
Absolutely. I mean, the beauty of Oakland is largely with its arts. I mean, since we had Mayor Dellums had identified that the arts was one of the most important places of growth for this city. It was one of the most important places of pride. And so to shut down venues is not the answer. On the contrary, is to think about how do we support and subsidize and make these venues even more accountable to the public, right? Because if we have sufficient affordable artist housing, if we have dollars going so that every community gets the kind of artistic and cultural zones that it needs. And, you know, as someone living in Fruitvale, my community is neglected. It definitely, we don't have the roads that the Rock Ridge has. We have public infrastructure that's falling apart. So there's also needs to be a reprioritizing of our investment in public infrastructure, and the arts is a part of that public infrastructure. By closing spaces, what we're doing is we're actually exacerbating the problem, because we're driving culture, we're driving it to the dark. As a cultural community, we need to bring up our standards of how we do, how we relate to each other.
So are you saying that artists need to self-regulate rather than having the city come in and try to bring things up to code?
When we see patterns of neglect, which were very evident to many people, that we shut them down, that we do not support them, that we encourage, you know, bands and people who come visit our city to adhere to basic principles, our values, right? Whether that's, you know, being anti-racist, making sure that your space is accessible to disabled people, making sure that queer folks and women don't get harassed, to making sure that you have a basic checklist. Why don't we ask basic fundamental questions around where the exits are? Do you have fire extinguishers? I mean, that should be part of our like ethical business practices as people who create cultural events. That should be part of our ethos.
I want to read something that you wrote on Facebook. And here's your quote. When community art spaces work hand in hand with the community, safety in its full form becomes a natural priority. Could you elaborate on that and then maybe talk about how that worked for you in Eastside Arts Alliance, which is the non-traditional art space that you co-founded in East Oakland?
We wanted to create a community space that the community fought for and that also would improve the development of our area, right? And that we wanted a safer Oakland, an Oakland with more jobs for us, for the people who had lived there for so many years. And so we spoke to partners in the community. We spoke to youth organizations, the immigrant rights groups, Black organizations, and we created a platform and a place to gather. And within a few years, we were able to get support from many non-arts groups, and we were eventually able to buy a building that was over $4 million and to have affordable housing. And so now this Eastside Arts Alliance has merged and is doing more and more projects around international, creating things like Black cultural zones, and always in consultation with the community. Because, you know, I think that the other aspect of things is that when people are looking for profit or when they're looking to just kind of create spaces where you can squeeze out every dollar, then safety does not become a priority because there's no accountability there. But if you're working with people to co-create a space and to have a bigger vision of the role that arts and culture can play in your life and how it can give you the ability to, you know, create your own music, to see a performance you may never have seen before, then naturally you want to create a space that's safe. I mean, you want to create a space that you can take your kids to. And I think that when we approach it in that way, then we become accountable to the public that we serve. And we are co-creating a community asset that won't be moved, that won't disappear, right? And that also the community invests in and that has its own regenerative life.
What do you hope for? What do you hope for the city and for the arts community in the aftermath of this tragedy?
So I would like to see really a cultural change in how we address safety, an inclusion of safety, first of all, a very, you know, intentional inclusion of safety in all of its forms. I would like to see an empowerment of those who are most marginalized and those who mostly need the spaces, because there was a lot of trans and queer folks who died. There was a lot of young people of color who died. And it also points at they need the space. People need a space to feel safe. So those people need to be empowered to control spaces, to manage spaces, to be at the head. And the third thing is that we need public infrastructure in this. In order to have a thriving and a safe arts community, the city needs to identify it as a priority and to understand that this is an investment in people, because culture is a human right, and culture is something that will just never lose its power, its light. And so the role that the city can play is rather than approach it through regulation and repression, you know, rather than the no, let's talk about the yes. Let's talk about what does the yes look like? Can we envision, you know, a corridor among International Boulevard, which is such a, you know, we have so many art spaces just in East Oakland. Can we imagine a corridor and a plan, a cultural plan for Oakland that is in the most marginalized section of our city? Right. And can we do that for West Oakland? Because downtown has plenty of art spaces, you know, so that's what I would like to see out of this is those three things.